Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That's right, you went into the weekend thinking, oh my God, look at all the sports that's going to go on.
I know, it was a lot.
And yeah, we've covered a lot of it. Red Sox were able to sweep. The Bruins win. The Celtics win. The Bruins are back at it tonight. Hopefully before we're out of here at 2 o'clock, we know who the goaltender will be. But I want to start with the Red Sox because the Red Sox did sweep the Pirates. What was that, big 1-0 win yesterday, another close one. But Tristan Casas goes down to injury and, it was 6-1. My bad.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said 1-0. I had the wrong thing written down. But but Casas goes down. He has a rib injury. I admit I didn't get to really vet this very much and hear this audio beforehand, but Casas gave an interview to Nesson before yesterday's game, and here's what he said in his own words about what he's dealing with.
Going to Boston today to get some reevaluation done and some more testing, so we'll know more about it. But for right now, just a lot of pain in my midsection. I don't know the vocabulary necessarily of where it directly is, but I just knew it was something abnormal that couldn't let me play any longer in the game.
Did it come up just on that swing, or was it before? Did you start feeling it before that?
I had felt it on a swing in the Indian series back at home, and I'm just in a groove right now. I'm seeing the ball well, and I felt like I could still put together competitive at bats with a little bit of pain on my midsection. But yesterday just escalated to something that I couldn't continue dealing with any longer, and yeah, just had to pull the plug right there after that first at bat.
All right.
Try to grind it
okay,
out.
Okay, we get it. You're hurt. Yeah, and
he was going to say he tried to stay in the game, but Cora told him no.
Yeah, he did, and he got out of there. But we know that who knows how long this is going to be, by the way, either. These are the worst kind of injuries. Rib strains, abdominal pulls, muscle pulls, stuff like that. So I know it's going to be 10 days on the IL. I think it may end up being a little bit more. But again, right now the Red Sox are 13-10. I'm not going the whole house money route, but even if they're dealing with these injuries and they're hanging around 500, there's really not going to be a ton to bitch about in terms of the Jimmys and the Joes and Alex Cora. It's more yelling at management.
It should be so much worse. It could be so much worse. And the fact that they're 13-10, and there's so many teams that are so much worse than them.
No doubt.
I mean, with the Rockies, the White Sox, the Twins. I don't know how many more. I did not think that there could be more teams worse than the A's. Have you seen what the Astros are doing? See how bad the Astros are? It's ridiculous.
I believe all five of their starters are hurt. Christian Javier just went on the IL, and I think he was the last remaining one.
Oh my God.
From last year, Verlander's hurt. Everybody's hurt.
Dubs in the Twitch chat wants to know if Casas will be using healing crystals or something.
Whatever it
nutty,
takes.
Something nutty like that, because That is Tristan Casas. For you, why don't you go on the old? What's your story?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, just okay, saying, what's so, a story that stood out to you this weekend?
So this is I don't know what your feelings or anybody's for everybody, right? I don't know your feelings on Jameis Winston. I know as a football player, as a person, he's you know, you could almost like, you know, known for just being a dope.
I think crabs when I hear
the crabs
Jameis Winston
in college, not being able to see, blaming
these. How many people want to eat a W tonight?
Eating a W,
stupid. Like, that's one of the favorite things.
Oh, it's like one of the best lines, and even like his story behind it. Like, there's for some reason once gross. He became a backup quarterback, he just became like I'm in love with Jameis Winston. How about
touchdown,
that?
Good guys.
I'm in love with everything about him. He's adorable to me. He's funny to me. He's kooky to me.
What?
He's not as a starting quarterback. Okay, for example, okay, here is him on a fishing boat, okay? So he's on some fishing boat over the weekend, and for some reason, he decides that he is going to interview what looks like tuna. I think he caught a couple tuna. Okay, here's Jameis Winston.
Fish will flap away, swim away, fish, you're not going nowhere. We got you on the boat right now. What do you have to say for yourself? Oh, we got your cousin came. Your cousin came. Well, we have it, folks. We just cut the line. We have two family members of the tuna. If you were wondering, I asked the question too. Why do fish flap when they're out the water? A wise friend told me that they're just simply trying to swim away. Well, fish, how does it work swimming in the air? They didn't really have a response. Sometimes no response is the best response at all.
I don't know why. I don't know why he cracks me up. Like he's I don't know if he's trying to be funny. He's unintentionally funny. Like, but he is all the time. You hate him. I don't know. I'm the only person who likes this. I think he needs his own show.
Brett Norton just said he entertained you, Fourier, in the Twitch chat.
Even like, you know, like there's the one line was like, I don't know what they were doing. What were they doing? What did I do? I have no idea. Everything he says, like this guy. Was now that he's a backup quarterback, he's just I just look at him differently. Like there's nothing serious about him.
Dark and fish flap when they're out the water.
That's how stupid that is. Like it's just like
Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chat said that flapping sounded like an Alex Guerrero massage.
It did a little bit. It did a little bit. I don't know. This the story about Jameis Winston.
Well, we have it, folks.
A little bit in there. It's not as fast as the Guerrero one. Yeah, is Jameis Winston? He has he's signed with someone, right?
Oh, we got your cousin came.
Oh, now that one sounds like Alex Guerrero.
Listen,
was
this
on the
guy
boat.
Was the first pick in the NFL draft.
Yes,
the very first. He won the Heisman Trophy.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He's a Keely Smith 2.0.
I'm sitting there listening to this, going, if there is an example of why like character matters, background matters, personality matters, like who are you willing? The dude was calling plays. His coach told him to call a play. He just said, "No, I'm not calling it." He just did whatever he wanted to do.
He Billy Joe Hoberted or Hobert. I don't know the offense. I can't call
this
the play.
He's gonna have. He'll be on ESPN next year.
He's with the Browns.
Oh God.
Yeah, exactly. you know what that means. Billy, news of the weekend. And I know you were busy this weekend.
Yeah, I was a little.
How busy were you, Billy?
I was a little off the grid. Not too far. Granite State, living free or dying.
I chose to live free. You lived free, exactly.
I chose to live free, but there was
You came back to Mass where you can't. So just
yeah,
know
exactly.
you got
to come back.
You got charged for going across the border the Department of Transportation.
I'll see you when I get my Easy Pass bill at the end of the month.
Right.
Make sure you pay it.
But there was
you ever pay that fine, Christian?
No.
Oh, are you serious, dude?
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Why?
I'm going to do it today.
We clued you in. What, did you write it on your hand?
I tried to do it. It was a pain in the ass.
I told him, like, you need to pay this. Just go pay by plate.
It was a pain in the ass.
What does it do?
A month ago? I don't know. A while ago.
So what was a 60-cent trip on the Pikes now about $4?
I know. Bad idea.
Anyway, Billy.
So there was a big fight in the world of boxing this weekend. The welterweight champion was Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia, who was overweight, so it wasn't for any belt. But they still fought, and there was some kind of $500,000 per pound bet that they had. He was over. Either way, Haney hasn't gotten his money. But after the fight, Henry Garcia, Ryan's father, went after Eddie Hearn, who is basically this generation's Don King.
Yeah.
Big promoter based out of Britain. Big work. Does a lot of work with DAZN and the big boxes. But, yeah, after the fight, Henry Garcia had a few words for Hearn.
Big respect to Ryan Garcia. He was amazing. I thought, well done. Well done. Oh, really? F*** you.
You.
Jerron Ennis is good.
They're all good.
Respect. It was a good performance.
Okay. Sorry.
I know you're
sorry. Damn. Sorry.
Listen, it's a sport. When you win,
I know,
I'll give you all the respect in the world.
Okay, give Ryan the respect.
I just told him.
You did?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
This is how we work.
Sorry.
Don't worry. I respect you. I respect you.
Thank
I accept
you.
Your apology.
Thank you.
Has an argument ever taken a 180 quicker?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So the father was upset because he felt that Hearn wasn't respecting his son, rattling off these boxes, and then Hearn names when he goes, oh, right, yeah, that guy. Walks over, shakes his hand, and apologizes.
Yeah, I don't understand like the whole...
Devin Haney, you.
Right, and that one they go, Devin
Haney.
Who do you got?
Jerron Ennis.
Who? Jerron Ennis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can make money with that. Good. This guy's dad, his son won. Why is he so mad at the promoter?
Because he's not respecting his son. He said.
Yeah, because they
he's a protective father.
Yeah, the whole.
He just proved everybody wrong.
No, but the Ryan Garcia clan, they want to try to run things in that the kid sat there and was like, yeah, I drank and did whatever leading into the fight, and I still beat the bag out of this guy. They want, like, basically Ryan Garcia to have no rules because the dad can't control him. He's 23, is a world championship caliber fighter, but is a bigger world championship caliber knucklehead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
First of all, the other thing is that this guy, Ryan Garcia, the guy's son, who was losing his mind. So do you believe this? He said he won. He bet on himself. First of all, he doesn't make weight, right?
Missed weight by about 3 pounds.
And because he missed weight,
cost him $1.5 million.
And he has to pay the other guy
$600,000
just so the guy will fight him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then he wins. And he also – so then he says he won like $10 million, $2 million, something like that, betting on himself to win this fight. Do you believe him?
Yes.
Well, if he doesn't make weight, it's like, why is it even sanctioned? Why is it even legal?
Well, because
it's not even a fair fight anymore.
Well, the European betting markets are a little different than ours. And I would dare say, I think you could still bet on the fight here in the States. In fact, I'm pretty sure that
there's no reason you can't. It's just the fact is there's no title on the line.
That's all it is. It's more of the Garcia end of it. Cost him money, and he really should be the whatever 140 is.
I mean, and Haney could have been like, you know what, I'm not doing it. But no, he puts in all the work for this fight, and he's like, all right, it's 3 pounds. Let's still do it.
Yeah,
he's
like, and he paid him $600,000 and made him pay for it.
And he also got $1.5 million. So basically, the guy Haney got an extra whatever it was. You know, $1.5 million or $2 million, whatever it is, to just to be able to climb in the ring with this guy. And they have an automatic rematch. So why wouldn't you?
So it was a $2 million and he won $12 million.
There we go. Oh, no, I totally believe that those guys are betting on themselves. Absolutely.
So the guy like doesn't make weight, and as he's weighing in, he guzzles a beer. And the story over the scale. So the story over the weekend was that, hey, this guy was trying to do a gimmick by drinking this beer, and because he drank the beer, he didn't make weight.
Nope.
He was like a 2.5 to 3 pounds over. Since he knew he was going to be over anyway, he's like, let me make a thing out of this, and he drank the beer.
Yep. Just make weight. That's all you got to do. It's not hard in that world. Some things that hit the cutting room floor on the old news of the weekend. Caitlin Clark's going to get an 8-year, $28 million deal with Nike. Washington and Vegas have already moved their games to bigger venues for this year with the Indiana Fever coming into town. We mentioned that the Astros suck, and RIP to Howie Schwab. Stump the Schwab passed away over the weekend. For those who remember that show, Stump the Schwab, Howie was one of those guys that you literally couldn't trip up. It was rather amazing.
Wasn't he a former just stats guy at ESPN?
No, that's he really kind of created
a stats and information guy.
He was really Dick Vitale's stat guy in a lot of ways, and worked his way on to air and had a great show. And then somebody at ESPN woke up on the wrong side of the bed and said, get out, which seems to happen up there. But Howie passed away over the weekend. And thoughts to his wife. Howie Schwab was a very nice guy. Like, he's one of those people where universally it seemed like a lot of people really liked him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.